Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. It's 24. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. And we're back. Next up, you're in for a treat. It's time for a Face Forward You with Michelle Howe Clark. She is absolutely amazingly inspirational, an award-winning author, entrepreneur, inspirational speaker, and a thriver, not survivor, but thriver of disfiguring head and neck cancer since 2004. Get ready to be inspired, motivated, and amazed. Here's Michelle now.
Welcome. It's time to thrive. Welcome. It's time to thrive. You made it to Face Forward You Radio, where we thrive alive with evolutionary force, using mindset magic, manifestation mojo, and amplification alchemy. Your navigator of divine design has led you here to shine, to put your choice in motion. You are an action taker. Good on you. I praise you. And I want you to take that praise right down to the very coding of your subconscious automated programming. Welcome. It's time to thrive. Welcome. It is time to thrive. Welcome to Face Forward You Radio, where we thrive alive, where we grow, bloom, blossom, and flourish past any obstacle life throws our way. I am so excited because today we have a fantastic and wonderful guest, actually a true love of mine, my cousin, Robin Pease. Now, Robin, this is a program, ladies and gentlemen, and it is Uniting Through Stories, How Culture Kids Brings Art to Life. Robin Pease is the founding artistic director of Culture Kids, a nonprofit organization dedicated to enhancing arts and cultural awareness for kids of all ages using innovative, participatory, educational theater programs, workshops, and residencies. Robin holds a BFA in theater from Boston Conservatory and an MFA in theater from Case Western Reserve University. She has performed throughout and taught drama, theater, music, dance, literary arts, and multiculturalism for people of all ages throughout the country. Robin's unique and innovative style incorporates art of theater to promote and enhance arts and cultural awareness by creating original participatory performances that inspire community cultural awareness and lifelong learning. Robin, I am so excited to have you on the show today. Welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. I'm really glad to be here. This is great.
It is. It's so wonderful to hear your voice. You know, Robin has been a big part of my life ever since I was, of course, born, and she has always been she's always been a very musical, strong influence and just an example for me that a person can follow their heart. It just is something that was imprinted in me, just observing her, and so she's always just kind of been a shining light of someone who's decided that her voice matters in the world, and she has something to contribute that can help us all evolve. So I've always just deeply respected that.
Well, so, thank you.
Yeah, big time, big time. She also helped me learn to read, everybody, so that's really important too.
Well, actually, though, but I did get a lot of my musical stuff from your dad, you know.
That's true. My dad always had a guitar in his hand. I can't say he played really well, but the music was so alive in him. I would remember him driving and tapping his ring against his steering wheel as we listened to Calypso.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah, he's an amazing, amazing character. My father unites a lot of my family because he's such a strong, amazing person that really pulled himself up from his bootstraps. Great American story. So I'm really excited to focus on Culture Kids because I think it's a great example of how you brought kind of coincidence into an expression that's helped so many people, children, learn through culture. I think it had something to do with your son, Danny, and his teacher meeting.
Oh, yes, exactly. When I had children, for a while I wasn't working, and his kindergarten teacher was somebody that I knew. And one day, you know, she knew I was an actor and a storyteller, so she asked me if I would create something for Thanksgiving. And I said, well, you know, I'm not into the whole pilgrims thing. And she said, no, create this, you know, whatever you want, because I'm partially Native American. So I created this program that was participatory. It had music, it had movement and dance, and the kids got to play animals and bears and all sorts of things. And teachers talked to each other. So after I did this performance, she told other teachers. And so they asked me if I would do this program for them. But then some teachers said, well, wait, it's Cinco de Mayo coming up. Do you have anything Latino? So I created a program that they wanted. And in essence, that's really what's happened throughout the existence of this organization called Culture Kids. Usually we listen to what people want, what parents say they need, what teachers say they need, what kids like to do. And so this organization got started. And it's very participatory because we don't like people just to have to sit there and watch or listen. We found that if they participate, then they become part of the music, they become part of the culture, you know, they become part of the whole experience, and then they take it with them and share it with others.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Thrivers out there, you know, if you're just joining us, this is Space Forward U Radio, and we have an excellent guest today, Lady Robin Pease with Culture Kids with a K, Culture Kids with a K. And she is really just delving into, you know, right there, what she just mentioned was that she had an impetus. Someone asked for something, but then she showed up. She didn't just say, oh, well, you know, maybe I'll think about it. No, she said, okay. And then Robin actually went and did this performance. And because of that, you know, like throwing that rock in the middle of a pond, the ripple effect, she started something and the ripple came to life. So thrivers out there, remember, if you have the impetus, take the action, because that's how we create realness in the world, not just thoughts, but actual material reality. So Robin, I think that is so super cool. And I love that Culture Kids came to life because it was needed. And then because it was done, was actually given as a gift to the to your school, people started to pick up the vibe and say, hey, can we get some more of that? And what about this variation?
So and also the thing that with that, if you listen to what people say, it takes me into places I never even conceived of. And it helps me grow as well.
I love it. See, people listen. If you listen to what people say, you can actually go on a journey of learning that you didn't even know you had the opportunity to do, right? Like Cinco de Mayo. Do you speak Spanish, Robin?
No habla español.
But you canta en español.
I know. I can sing in Spanish, and also I can memorize, you know, like my sister speaks Spanish, and so for several programs, I needed it to be in Spanish, so I asked her if she'd write the Spanish down and work with me, and so then, you know, I can do that.
That's so cool. Now she has two sisters, Debbie and Trisha. Which one speaks Spanish?
Trisha.
Ah, interesting. Did not know that. Very cool. Very cool. So you did the Cinco de Mayo. It started with one school. How did it grow from there?
Well, the funny thing is that for many years, we've been in business. We're coming on our 21st year being in business.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And, you know, we've never sent out mailers. No, that's not true. One time we sent out information, but it's always been word of mouth. That's how we've gotten, you know, work. And then people would come see us, and then word of mouth really spread. And that's kind of cool. That
it really is. It speaks to the fact that it's so needed. So could you talk to me a little bit of, like, for example, I have a fourth grader. And I couldn't imagine, I guess at that age, it's a good age where they're still willing to kind of get up and sing and dance. Do you ever have any trouble getting the kids to participate, or is it just a willingness?
No, I usually don't have problems getting kids to participate because I don't know what the magic is, but it's engaging, and I listen to them. And then, for example, you said you have a fourth grader, right?
Yeah,
we have one program that we do for fourth grade, and it's called, what is it called? Well, we have several. We have one called My Name is Sacagawea, where I portray Sacagawea.
That's
and
super cool.
And it starts off with this song that we do, like this thing where I say, my name is Sacagawea, whoo! You know, and that's the first thing that I get the kids to do. I tell them when I put my arm up in the air and I pull it down, I need a really big whoo, you know, so the kids think that's funny, you know, and that's okay. You know,
so
we do that. Then I do another program for fourth grade. It's about social studies. It's called The Great Law of Peace. And I play all these explorers. Like I play Ben Franklin. I play Ponce de Leon. I play Champlain, you know, I play all of these different explorers, and I speak with accents when I'm playing the Frenchman or something. And so when I'm playing the Spaniard, I say, you know, Spain is the greatest nation in the world. Everyone say, Viva España. And so I say, that's too wimpy. You have to say it, you know, Viva España. And then it's amazing to see like a gym full of like 400 kids going, Viva España. You know?
I love it. That's so cool.
You know, so I do things, and you know, I'm not a young person, but you know, they see this woman coming in, and I'll do anything, and they always get engaged with it. Occasionally, of course, you know, you'll have a kid who's like not going to engage and going to have bad behavior, but I you know, I'll stop the performance and I'll eyeball that kid. I usually give them the three rules. The three strikes and you're out rule, where I'll eyeball them once, I'll eyeball them twice, but on the third time, I'll stop the show and I'll just address them and I'll say something like, are you going to do this behavior the whole time I'm here? You know, and when you call them on it, they're like, whoa, you talking to me? You know,
talking to me.
And they always stop. I don't know what it is, but it's really good. And also, it's not just the kids that I'm working with, it's the adults as well. You know, if there are families, if there are teachers in the audience, everybody has to join in, you know.
That is amazing.
I usually prep them in the beginning. I say, you know, this is going to be participatory and you're going to play a bat, you know, or something. So that's what we do. And, you know, and I work with all ages from preschoolers, 3-year-olds through senior citizens. So
that is very cool. So ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to take a minute and just to hear what Robin just said. She said that, you know, when you are able to address an issue right there and call it out, that sometimes it just disappears. And so that's also our fear, right? So when we're really afraid, if we could say, yeah, I am afraid, and we call it out and we allow us to ourselves to admit it, it releases it. It adds light to the dark situation. So I think it's really powerful. And the thing is that Robin is displaying here is that comes to an environment with her energy vibrating at such a level, a frequency of entrainment where she enlivens the whole room to be willing to go past what their normal reservations would be and join in on the light liveliness of life, right? So it's amazing when a person brings a liveliness, it brings an aliveness, right, and a willingness to share, that frequency just entrains a whole room. So it's really powerful stuff. Know that about yourselves, that your frequency can entrain an environment. So whatever you're facing, if you decide to be the light, you can entrain your whole environment out of darkness. So it's amazing that everything applies to you, right? You can take any situation, any story, and remember the strength of you. So Robin, this is just amazing for me to hear how Culture Kids, you know, has been developing for 20 years. And then is it organic how you choose your pieces? Does it grow out of conversations with the children and teachers, or how does it grow?
Yeah, usually it does come out of conversations with, you know, we can call them the clients if you so desire.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we come out of the conversations that people have asked us for things. And, you know, like I said, we also work with many different organizations, you know, like I've worked with the Cleveland Orchestra, the Rock Hall, and sometimes they just you know, they say, we're looking for this. One time I was working at the Cleveland Museum of Art, and there was going to be a group of kids who were going to go through the art museum. And so they wanted me to station myself at different art pieces of art and to work with whoever comes by to see it, to develop a story based around the art. So it's like, you know, what do you see in this art? I would ask the kids, and then they would tell me, and somehow the whoever's there watching and looking at the piece of art, we would create a story on it. And, you know, so they get the idea that, you know, art is subjective. You know, one person can see something, somebody can see something else, and it's all good. You know, the important thing is to see something and communicate something to each other. So that's that was kind of cool.
That is really cool. And the fact that stories can be woven so readily, right? I think, you know, and I love that, you know, this thread of stories throughout how you share your information. What is it that you feel that is about a story that just helps everyone understand so much better?
Well, I think that, you know, because stories, that's how we understand each other. Like, you could see someone and you can just judge them. Okay, you have blonde hair, blue eyes, and you're 6 feet tall. You're really tall. Do you play basketball? You know, we can make assumptions,
right,
you know, with somebody. But then when you have a conversation with them, I mean, everyone has a story. We all have stories, where we came from, where we want to go, what are our hopes, what are our dreams. And only by sharing that with each other can we understand each other and be sympathetic and have love for each other and patience and compassion, you know, especially at this time. I mean, I don't know if we're supposed to be talking about the virus, but I live in Ohio, and my governor was saying that some people are saying, you know, that they don't believe this is a true virus, or they don't understand it, or they think it's all baloney. But he said, you know, you really need to talk to somebody whose loved one had the virus and what they went through in order to have compassion and understand how to help each other instead of just focusing on yourself and what you want and be selfish. Because, you know, the world is more than just one person. You know, no matter what time of year it is, no matter what's going on in the world, you know, it's all of us together. And there are things that we need to do, steps we need to take to be kind to each other and to have compassion and to not be so selfish about just what you want.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is so true. I mean, there's nothing more real than we are all connected. I mean, that's like the fabric, you know, and we make movies about it all the time, like The Matrix. And, you know, we love to watch it, but ingesting it and realizing that we are truly connected, that we are one, is such a beginning.
Yeah,
we really are. Yeah.
But not just that, but it helps us as an individual. You know,
correct.
If you help somebody else and you see the gratitude on their face, and that makes you feel better, but people forget that.
It's very true. It's very true. And, you know, I like the vein that we were just getting on with regard to how stories help people to become more compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in all of your repertoire, what is one of the greatest stories that you feel really impacts your audience?
Okay, there's one that I've been doing for over 20 years. This is a story, it's called Pushing Up the Sky. It's a Native American Snohomish tale. And I first heard this story, I used to live in Idaho, and I worked for a theater company out there, and that's where I first heard this story, because the Snohomish people come from out west.
Mm.
I don't think there are any Snohomish people left, but their tales still live. But basically, the story is about the birds, the animals, and the native people. And basically, there was a problem that the sky was too low to the ground. And so each of the groups, the birds, the animals, and the native people, thought that they would solve the problem. So the birds tried to push up the sky, but they were not successful. The animals tried to do it, but they were not successful. The people tried to do it, but they were not successful. It wasn't until somebody said, you know, maybe we should all work together.
Mm.
And so they all worked together, and they could push up the sky, which made their world a better place for all of them. So I think that's one of the stories I've been telling for, I don't even know, maybe 30, 40 years possibly. And, you know, it always works. The people are always excited to hear the story. And when I tell the story, the kids or the adults, whoever, they play the parts of the birds, the animals, and the native people. And so they all try to push it up. And at the end of the story, I say something like, this didn't work. What can we do? You know, what can we do to solve this problem of a sky too low to the ground? And somebody or even groups of people in the audience all say, let's work together. So, you know, they see you try by yourself, you can't.
It's amazing. I mean, that story just totally moved me. And I know you told it like so quickly because you probably do a 30-minute performance or something
mm-hmm,
around it.
Mm-hmm.
But I could feel the momentum of it moving somewhere. And that's what's so wonderful about someone who's willing to get behind a story with emotion and excitement and like enthusiasm, right? It's contagious. You can
definitely
feel it. You can feel it. And the whole coming together to work together to lift the sky, you could like visualize it right away. Like, yeah, that worked. You know?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it really does. And I love it. So Robin, can you help us understand how we can support you? Because I know that right now we're in an intermission time and performance companies are dealing with the change in the way we might be delivering our content. What could be something that this audience could help Culture Kids live and move forward and continue to create this wonderful content that brings people together and helps us remember that we are here to help one another?
Well, the thing that they could do, not just for Culture Kids, but for the world, is to have compassion and kindness for everybody. You know, everybody who you meet in the street, you're in the store, you're just talking to somebody on the phone. If people would just have compassion for everyone and kindness, that would help everyone in the world. But specifically talking about Culture Kids, you know, check out our website so you could see some of the performances and the programs that we do. Of course, we're stuck right now because we can't go anywhere. But we do have online on our website, we have a link. It's called Yoga for Everybody because we have a yoga practitioner that we work with. And so, you know, people can go on to our website and there are links of yoga for students. There's yoga for adults. There's chair yoga for people who can't go down on the ground and get up. And for children, there's also some yoga stories where kids can learn the positions and then, you know, online they'll read a book to you while you can do yoga where you, I don't know, buzz like a bee or slither like a snake or do the butterfly position. But it's sort of good because yoga is really a good thing for calming you down, for mindfulness. So, you know, visit our website is definitely something you should do. And
so let me call out your website real quick. So it's Culture Kids with the K, KULTUREKIDS.org. And that is where you can find Robin. I interrupted her, but I just want to make sure that you guys knew the spelling and where to reach it exactly.
Definitely.
So Robin, my apologies. Go ahead back.
Oh, no, that's basically the thing to do right now. Now, also, if anybody would like to make a donation, because we're a performance organization, we do dance, visual art, music, and theater, as well as the literary arts, and, of course, now the art of yoga. And we usually do a lot of things in the inner city schools. But, of course, there are no schools. Camps are being canceled. So we have no income at this present moment for our organization. So some of our employees had to be furloughed. So if anybody would like to make a donation of any amount, that would be a great thing because
thank you so much, Robin. Everyone, I'm going to suggest $10 because we can all reach in and find $10 to keep such an organization going. And the donate button is right there, so conveniently placed mid-site on the first homepage. And please, you know, send Robin an email because your interest lets her know that she's reaching out to people, and I believe that she can bring this community online. I love to hear about this yoga. Yoga is beginning to the feminine is on the rise because it's our time. And not to say that men are excluded because their feminine sides are enlivening and compassion is opening up in this wonderful age of Aquarius. We're just at the beginning, so we got a long way to go, people, because Pisces was like, let's pay today and we'll get our rewards tomorrow. Where Aquarius is like, hey, let's live and be compassionate today. So Robin is right on time with the talk of compassion and love. And Culture Kids is an organization that spreads this compassion through stories and music, like two of the most fastest hitting arrows to our heart. To keep this alive, we all need to just reach out and make sure that we see causes like this that are so important for the future. Everybody, go online and support culturekids.org. We'll be so grateful. And don't forget to soak up all that wonderful culture that's available already, live and streaming, video courses, books to be read. Robin, I can't thank you enough. A, I love you. You're a wonderful cousin, always been so supportive of the family. And B, thank you for shining your light in this world. We need as many light force troopers out there shining the light and letting people know that there is light in this dark time.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And you do great work in helping all these people that you're helping through your program as well.
Thank you so kindly. And everybody, don't forget culturekids.org. Robin Pease is a light, and we are so grateful for her shining. And again, you are on Face Forward You Radio, where we bloom, blossom, and thrive through any circumstance life throws our way. And until the next time, keep on thriving.
I am Michelle Howe Clark. I am your Thrive Guide into the flow of your divine design. Shine. Let's go. Get your bearings. Your pain is the breaking of the shell that encloses your understanding. Khalil Gibran. Do you find yourself asking, why me? Sometimes the walls of your life fall down and you stand alone and meet yourself on the road. You look at what was and now what is. The past is gone and the future is hazy. There is no more surety. Instead, you may only find uncertainty, fear, and doubt. When you are not where you want to be, you may look around comparing, questioning, why? Why this? Why now? But the true question is, does everything you have taken for granted come crashing to clarity? Do you see your life as valuable? Does hope beat in your chest when you think about your future? I want you to flip your why to how. How can I evolve gracefully through this? Let's quickly get to the root of your life's challenge by first going to the cause instead of looking at the effects. Answer this. Do you believe the universe is friendly or unfriendly? Decide your course. Is life for you? Or against you? Know now, it is your choice. Make this foundational choice for your highest and best. This is you, your own uniqueness, building the muscle of active faith.
Plant a seed for tomorrow wisely. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Confucius. Systems of allowing help you move through life with minimum resistance and friction. Success is the power to manifest what you intend in life. Power is the organized effort that builds the foundation of abundance from the organization of facts, knowledge, and capabilities. When you live in your power, you radiate confidence as you understand and apply organized effort in the attainment of your goals. Your mind is both broadcasting and receiving thought vibrations. The subconscious mind is like a magnet. And when it is vitalized and inundated with a passionate desire, it attracts all that is necessary for its fulfillment. Your primary aim in life needs to be backed by a burning desire for its attainment. Desire is the factor which determines you and what your excellence in life shall be. No one can select this desire but you. Select your principle, aspiration with care. Let it bring you happiness, peace, and prosperity that endures. You are one powerful, energetic being. If we did all the things we're capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Thomas Edison. Can you imagine yourself looking at a star and saying it's worthless just out there twinkling? But you have no problem taking yourself down a notch, or down 100 notches for that matter. We women are our own harshest critics, always finding fault within ourselves. It is easy for us to condemn ourselves to a life of suffering, believing we are never good enough and not worth it. Oy vey, the things we allow to run around in our heads. We war against our own selves. We spend our spare time worrying about the future and the past, when really we have nothing but the present. It is our gift. Many of us struggle with the idea that we are worthy. We need to step into the space of inherent value and own that we are valuable, period. We are alive and therefore valuable. We do not have to earn this right. Our birth certified it. It is from this place of value that I ask you to approach all things. Stand in your significance. You are here, a precious resource. Nurture your values as if it were an infant. Hold it with love and look upon it with the faith you would an infant, full of infinite possibilities. It is time to be sick to death of that nagging voice always finding fault. Now I ask you to believe in you, in your own uniqueness, in your divine design. Trust the navigator of you to lead you along your natural lines of growth. You are alive, therefore you are precious. Honor yourself. Refocus, become present and mindful that you are the cause of your effect. It's a mastery thing. We will practice for a lifetime. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. Vince Lombardi. We will dance with meeting ourselves on the road again and again in this spiral dance of life and learning. We will practice, and we will remember, and then we will forget, and then we'll remind ourselves not to forget. Practice until this learning is instinctual, and then the good really begins to flow in faster and faster. Focus on harmony and alignment. Breathe and know you are taking in the stuff of life directly into the center of you, letting the good flow. Just breathe slow and low. All the truth of you, allow it to seep in as you breathe. Enjoy the connection to creating your cause. Balance your energy centers by being aware of the feeling of centered truth harmonizing you. Center on truth. Focus on love. Be soothed, feel balanced, and align. You will innovate out of any problem. These techniques can be used in every day. Breathe chi. Bring in the energy of life. The goal is to consistently balance your center truths so that your energy system is running smoothly, avoiding traffic jams that lead to dis-ease. It's time to thrive. Courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important than fear. Ambrose Redmoon. No one can do this for you but you. It's time to live authentically and create space for your triumphs. It's time to generate creativity and brilliantly transform the cause of your effect. It's time to flip your script and reprogram your self-confidence for success. It's time to navigate to a fulfilled life that you appreciate. It's time to be actively attractive. Wield your power and direct the show. Your emotional state is where you vibrate and the cause of your point of attraction. Like attracts like. You are sentencing yourself to despair or holding yourself to the heights of your possibility by the thoughts that you think and thus the feelings you feel. In the course of time, all that matters is what you are focusing on. Think about what you want and you will get it. Think about what you do not want and you will also get it. You are mastering the simple rinse and repeat practice of thinking about what you want more than what you do not want. This simple solution will weigh heavy in your success. Now, don't get me wrong. You must feel it to heal it. So I'm not saying that you should only be positive all the time, but to consistently shift your perspective toward what you can glean from experience. We are working on reprogramming your operating system, scientifically reviewing causes that do not work for you anymore, and building new successful programs. Now that it is okay to have some oh well days. We are not trying to be perfect here, so please do not beat yourself up. Rules of the road. It is never too late to be what you might have been. George Eliot. Let's open the door to exponential performance. Leverage this basic knowledge of the subconscious. It is always being programmed through one of your five senses. What goes into the subconscious comes out of the subconscious. Any question you ask it will be answered. It can be controlled by focusing the conscious mind. The subconscious holds a deep fear of the unknown, which too can be soothed by your conscious mind. Meditation is a powerful tool to use to create success in working with your subconscious. You can bring about great effects every time you enter an alpha state of mind. The means of meditation is yours to define. The key is to use your imagination and get absorbed in your inner experience. Strengthening your imaging faculty is another key to thriving
and best applied in alpha state of mind. Try an imaging in your free gift pack. FaceForwardU.com free gift pack. World of contrast. The universe is full of magical things patiently waiting for our wits to grow sharper. Eden Philpotts. We operate in a world of contrast, in an ever-expanding universe. We will always be wanting. We always want to get from here to there, and when we get there, we want to get somewhere else. Desire is born from this contrast. Bred also in this same contrast is discord, of not being where you want to be. The emotion of discord, of dis-ease, is indicating that you are out of alignment with your natural lines of growth. By attuning to the indicators of your internal compass, you deliberately create steps to bridge to the new desire from your current limitation. We came programmed with a preference system to help us navigate our desires. Emotions are your guide. Your preferences are you, your own uniqueness. Let you control your point of focus. Be the cause of the effect you seek. Proceed from your feeling state forward. You are being guided. Your feelings are telling you how aligned you are with your natural lines of growth. You draw from your focus, which becomes your feeling state. Receive, believe. What we see depends mainly on what we look for. Sir John Lubbock. The subconscious mind accepts and acts upon all suggestions that reach it, whether they are constructive or destructive. It does not matter if the suggestion comes from you, consciously, or if it comes from an unconscious effect of your environment. Select a goal. Fix your conscious mind upon it with such intensity that it communicates with the subconscious mind and registers with it to develop the outline of the cause in effect. Meditate on the feeling of attaining your goal. Breathe in the celebration of your success. With repeated practice, you will see the great effects you have caused in reality. You will develop faith and trust in the process. This confidence will increase the efficiency and effectiveness of your cause manifesting. Faith, the door to enthusiasm. Dreams are renewable no matter what our age. Dale Turner. The way may not open suddenly, revealing clearly the path ahead toward your goal, and it will lead to the second. One step at a time, the course opens to you. When you become aware of an opportunity to take the first step, take it without hesitation, and the next. Do the same with all the subsequent steps essential for the attainment of your goal. Continuous and intensified faith is the key ingredient for keeping any goal alive. Faith is a positive expectation. This positive expectation is based in nothing but belief. When you continue to believe in attaining a positive result, you build muscles of positive expectation. Positive expectation in an aspiration leads to enthusiasm. Enthusiasm adds excitement. The future looks brighter each time a positive effect you cause arrives in your life. Step into a bright future. Most people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. Abraham Lincoln. Remember to keep your mind in a state of enthusiastic expectancy for the attainment of your goal. One way of doing that is to remind yourself as often as you can that you are the cause of your effect. Breathe life into your aspiration. Act when inspired. It is most important that you believe in you, that you believe you can get where you want to go. Nothing can improve unless you place faith in you. Start to build up belief systems that support you. Start to identify with the way you want to be. Feel forward. Start with your thinking, your image of yourself, your words, your clothing, etc., and begin to express the future in the present. We run programs initiated when we were small children. Everything we have done in our life is recorded in our subconscious mind. We have a lot of programs about everything from food to love. Some programs are useful, while the usefulness of others has expired. It's time to get off autopilot. Dispel repeated points of frustration. Begin to tell another story. Flip your script to the polar opposite. Take a new view. Help the subconscious help you. To accomplish great things, we must not only act, but also dream. Not only plan, but also believe. Anatole France. The subconscious mind houses a deep fear of the unknown. It will prevent you from moving forward toward a new goal if it is unknown. It will think it is unsafe. Begin to soothe your subconscious and pave the way to your desired effect by connecting the word safe with where you want to be. When you feel the bad script running, sit down with a piece of paper and ask, "What am I feeling now?" Try to auto-write. Put your pen to paper and write for 45 seconds continuously. This is like a window into what you are thinking. Let the feeling flow instead of pushing it back down. For the most part, we think more about what we do not want rather than what we do want. Your mind is a very complex computer. Basically, what goes in comes out. Nothing different. Your thoughts are the seeds you plant in your mind. If you planted tomato seeds in your garden, you would not expect cabbages to grow. Yet, we do this with our lives all the time, wishing and hoping for a better life, but coming from a place of lack and fear. This will not cause the effect you seek. If you look in the mirror and find something you do not like, you will find more disappointment appearing in your life. How on earth can you put one thing into your mind and expect something different to come out? It does not work like that. If you continue to find fault with your life, how can you transform? Be what you seek. Common sense is the knack of seeing things as they are and doing things as they ought to be done. John Billings. To deliberately create, you direct your thoughts with an understanding of the direct correlation to the feelings they trigger. Now is the best time to be the cause you seek. It is foolish to look to the past for better times, for they are no more. Our personal preferences are what defines us as individuals. Your preferences are you, your own uniqueness. Your preferences are born through contrast. Pay close attention to the areas you are dissatisfied with. In your dissatisfaction, you are presented with a clarifying opportunity to define what your preference is. Align your thoughts and feelings with your freedom of present choice. Then consciously choose. Contrast births desire and discord until we attain the desire. It is best to follow the course of your preferences, as this is your natural line of growth. This process, contrast, desire, discord, attainment, spirals throughout life again and again. We must reinforce and focus as we reach new vantage points, as our preference system is set again along our natural lines of growth. We succeed by consciously managing the alignment between our thoughts and feelings. There is nothing like the feeling of a burning desire being thrust to the forefront of our minds. It is our driving force, the best of life, the fuel that propels us. So seek and enjoy the birth of new desires. Your desire enlivens you, and you leads to fulfillment. Use your emotions as a guide to understand how to tune in to who you are. Pay close attention to your emotions. Are they in harmony with your desire? You can literally feel your way to good. When you allow you are in alignment with the flow of life. Say yes when you mean yes. Throw off the bowlines. Sail away from safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, Mark Twain. So many of us were programmed early on to say yes to everyone and to everything, even when we truly wanted to answer no. No. See, it's a complete sentence. There is no need to explain. If you do, it generally goes like this. No, because I lie, right? We tie ourselves up and down with obligations to other people, and we feel guilty if we let them down by saying no to their request. But what of your time, the obligation you owe yourself? It is of critical importance that you begin to say yes when you mean yes and no when you mean no, instead of saying yes when you really mean no. It's time to start to say yes to you, to your own uniqueness. Many of us have never learned to say no, so everything is yes. It is so easy to give yourself away cheaply. Whoever needs you gets you at your best, but when you need you, there's nothing left to give. We can easily lose our own importance along the way. Sometimes, soon, take a break from the tradition of obligation and give yourself the time to be alone, to focus on you. Allow yourself space to shut down, to stop thinking and planning. By taking yourself away from restricting ties, you will float better out there in life's depths. buoying yourself up. Do what feels right for you. Lighten up on your insatiable obligation to please the world. In crisis, you may need to just hunker down, to get ready instinctively to get through, come hell or high water. In your life, you may need to close chapters that are draining, perhaps even toxic. Do it. You do not need energy vampires sucking the life out of you. Go ahead and sever those ties that bind. These goodbyes are likely long overdue. You can ask for space to deal, to find your way back to yourself, to take ownership of the present. Sometimes you need time with no distractions, time to become better. You have spent enough time being what you thought everyone else wanted of you. Now you can decide not to worry about what others think of you. It only matters what you think of you and how you focus your thoughts.
Thank you. You have been listening to Face Forward You Radio, where we thrive alive with evolutionary force. And remember, I am your thrive guide into the flow of your divine design shine. You know you want to go, so come and check us out at FaceForwardYou.com, where we have all you need to get your shine on. Until the next time, thrive on, thrive strong.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.